We're back here in Fargo, North Dakota for the West Regional action between North Dakota and Boston University. A 1-0 lead for the Fighting Hawks after one period of play as the teams come right back onto the ice inside Shields Arena. Dan Schulman joined by Chris Pshake. Minnesota Duluth wins the opening faceoff to the second period. It's Pionk circling back looking for Willie Raskob. Now Raskob coming up the near boards for Iafallo. Toninato looking to go opposite corner, hits off the stick at Doyle Summerby, and he'll get to the loose puck first before Joey Anderson. Puck bounces loose behind the net. Charlie McAvoy now to Harper up the near side for BU. Harper looking to bank it off the boards. Had Clayton Keller coming in the offensive zone. Keller couldn't get to the loose puck, and Duluth able to clear it. It's McAvoy to Summerby on the far side for BU. Now McAvoy down the center of the ice in the neutral zone. McAvoy, he'll slap it all the way around the end boards, looking to wrap it up off the dasher. Comes bouncing to Clayton Keller, goes right through his legs, and Toninato picks it up. He'll come through the official's crease with the puck. Now Osterberg trying to shimmy it away from Jordan Greenway. Toninato hits Greenway, and then Osterberg is felled as a result in the domino effect, and Fabro will grab the loose puck coming up the near side to Carpenter. Carpenter stopped by Kotick. And now Carpenter over the blue line. Carpenter looking to center for Greenway. Finally does fall to Greenway. Now sends it back to Roberto. Roberto's shot blocked by a diving Willie Raskob in front.
Great shift here, Dan, from Carpenter, Greenway, and Roberto.
Fabro to Hickey on the far side for BU as the Terriers look to come right back on the offensive. It's Carpenter over the blue line. He's coming toward the net. Lost the puck. Able to get it on to Miska, and the net comes off its moorings as Carpenter had two Minnesota Duluth defenders draped all over him. Faceoff coming to the glove side of Ottinger. One back by JFK. Doyle Summerby has it knocked away from him behind the net by Iafallo, and now McAvoy retrieves and will get it up the far side for BU. Coming through the neutral zone, Clayton Keller from his knees tried to make a play on it. Instead, it was knocked back into the BU defensive zone for Summerby. Now McAvoy with the puck. He'll play it up ahead for JFK along the far side. JFK trying to rush through the center, and Joey Anderson with a good active stick knocks it away from him. Clayton Keller now. Terrier still with possession of the puck in the neutral zone. Keller backhanding it all the way for a dump and chase. Pionk first there for Minnesota Duluth, and the Bulldogs trying to get the clearance, and Joey Anderson able to force it out to the neutral zone.
Dan, one quick thing that I've noticed right away here in the first 4.5 minutes.
As Alex Iafallo now rushing in off the near side, he'll try to wrap it around, and he's badgered by Brandon Hickey, forced off the puck. No penalty called, although the fans appealing to the ref hard. Iafallo along the far boards leaves it for Raskob. Raskob knocks Keller away from it. Still in possession is Raskob. He's looking for an open man. He'll swivel away from JFK on the far circle. Raskob throws it right through the crease. No one home. Pionk along the near board sends it in behind the net looking for Joey Anderson, and Clayton Keller for BU will pick up the puck.
And then what I was trying to get to there is Keller.
Now Jordan Greenway in the offensive zone for BU. Back to Fabro. Now far point for Chad Chris. His shot hit a couple of bodies and deflected wide of Miska.
Just missed.
Now Nick Roberto, he'll grab the loose puck. Miska blockers it off his own defender and is forced to cover it right outside the crease in the low slot. Face off one back. Then immediately lost in the neutral zone by McLeod. Chad Chris there to recover and get the loose puck. Now Kiefer Bellows will start up the far side ahead for Curry, and he'll wrap it around.
Strong play from Chris. McLeod really just made a miscue there.
Now Pat Curry pinching in. He'll win the loose puck right along the far boards near the corner. Curry loses it out. It's taken away by Olsen, and now up ahead for Cole Smith. Smith up the near side. He's knocked off the puck by John McLeod, and it's going to be wrapped around by Chris Kepton on the far side by Olsen. Now comes all the way back around. Willannon pinching in. He'll send it into the near circle looking for Olsen. Olsen had it knocked away from him by Bellows. Now Clunan has a turnover and looking to get a streaking Bellows for a breakaway, had it blocked away. Now BU in the offensive zone still. A nice keep there by Curry.
Bellows is tired. He's got to get off.
Couldn't get it behind the net. It's one back by JFK. JFK waiting. Has Curry. Curry leaves it for McAvoy. Now back in front for Summerby. He scores. Doyle Summerby's first goal of the season. He does it against North Dakota once again. Just like in the Frozen Four in 2015. And it silences Shields Arena.
What a play. Both blue liners for BU, Dan, below the circle. A terrific play from Curry. He had to pivot, take the puck off his skate, throw it to McAvoy, who came all the way down. McAvoy then slides it across, and at the moment, it looked like that was into just open space, but he saw out of the corner of his eye that Summerby was pinching down, and Doyle Summerby's celebration says it all. Man, what a goal for the senior. It couldn't have come at a better time. His first tally of the year.
Just the 18th point for BU seniors this season. His first of the year. He had some time at forward earlier this season and looking like a true left winger there. North Dakota able to keep the puck in the zone. A centering bit in front from Pesky came all the way through the crease into the near corner. Puck loose now again in the near corner. Falling on his own volition was Simonsen, and BU able to clear it out to the neutral zone. Osmus keeps it in just behind the blue line. Comes around the net. Ottinger able to slow it down. Hickey trying to continue it along back to the near corner of their defensive zone. And now BU up ahead. It's Harper. Harper loses the puck. It comes to the side of the North Dakota bench. Now Simonsen with some space as the puck rolls all the way down to the near corner. He'll throw it off the back of the net. It's collected by Harper. Up ahead for Bellows, and Bellows looking for Kloonen in the neutral zone. Not intentional from Greenway, but definitely a penalty as Lowell wins the faceoff to start their power play. It's Goranson. Goranson looking wide for the weak side man Smith. Smith in the far corner will control. Referee in the middle of a scrum. Finally comes free to Kapla at the far point. Back to Goranson, near point. Now Kapla, center point. His shot blocked right in front by Fabro. CJ Smith back for Kapla, center point. Puck bounced off his stick. Kapla's going to have to pinch in through the near circle. Gambardella centering that one in front. Nearly a bid for Hausinger, and Hausinger couldn't get the clean shot.
Yeah, Hausinger's got to shoot that quicker. Good play from Hickey to come over and mirror him.
Shot from the far circle there by Smith. Flash through the crease off the stick of Ottinger. Now puck loose in the near corner, picked up by Kapla. Kapla back to the near point for Goranson. Goranson for Smith at the top of the far circle, blocked by Carpenter. That one hurt as Carpenter gets right back up, and he's struggling, holding that leg to the side. Backdoor feed by Smith, or for Smith, rather. Blocked and intercepted. Terrier still can't get the clearance. Now CJ Smith, top of the far circle. Smith rotates it back for Kapla. Kapla shot from the center point, went high off the window behind the net. Terrier's desperate for a clearance, still can't get it. Puck in the far corner, controlled by Gambardella. Edge of the far circle for Goranson, center point now Kapla. Kapla leaves it for Smith. Smith coming down low, his shot stopped by Ottinger. Ottinger stood him up. Another stop by Ottinger. Third attempt stop by Ottinger again. Puck still hasn't been cleared out. Kapla near point keeps it in.
BU needs a clearance. They are dead.
Looking back door for CJ Smith. Now back for Kapla at the top of the far circle. Kapla faked the shot. Leaves it for Smith. Smith shot in front. Stopped, and then the rebound is put in by Hausinger. It's 3-2 Lowell. Lowell wins the faceoff, and McDermott doing a nice job to keep the puck in possession for BU. Now turns over in front for Shabbat. Puck still loose. Now shot stopped by Wall. McDermott nearly had a bid for his first collegiate goal. Shabbat tried to center for Andron in the slot. Now puck comes loose to the far corner. Shabbat still in possession. Leaves it for McDermott on the end boards. Looking for Shabbat in the near corner. Shabbat loses an edge. Still fighting for the puck in a scrum. Puck comes free for Goranson. And now Lowell looking to clear. Still can't get it out. Shabbat, a nice job off the keep from Summerby. Puck now behind the net. Mueller tried to wrap it around for Campbell. Kept in by Andron. Shabbat now in the near corner battling for it. Leaves it for McDermott behind the net. Shabbat trying to get possession of it. Puck still loose. Goranson will rattle it around off the glass. Kept in by Summerby nicely. Now Summerby shot off the glove of Wall and wide.
Dan, don't listen to me. That was one of BU's best shifts of the night on their fourth line when I said go with the top two.
Exactly what the fourth line was out there to do is get an energy shift. And now the top line coming back in. It's Roberto. Leaves it for Hickey. Hickey pinching in. Tried to center it for JFK. Bounced loose for Harper. Harper will bank it in around behind the goal. Looking for Roberto. That came to Forney. Terriers, though, on the forecheck, keep it in. JFK still in possession of the puck. His shot flashes wide.
Wall never saw that.
Came past a lot of bodies in front of the net. Now the Terriers still trying to control. Harper trying to get it loose from the big body of Kapla. And the Lowell captain able to get it out. Terriers nearly able to jump back into possession in the neutral zone, and the Lowell Riverhawks will send it back into the far corner of their offensive zone. 3:14 to go here, and winding down from Lowell, 3-2 lead for the Riverhawks. Now Roberto into the offensive zone, tried to send Greenway through the middle, intercepted well by Mueller. Hickey back for McAvoy. The D pair is also shuffled. Wonder if we'll see Hickey jump off the ice here. We do. So now McAvoy and Chris, usual partners, back out there. Keller we'll send this one around the end boards as the Terriers trying to get zone time, looking even more desperate here late in the game. Five-man scrum in the far corner. Follin has the puck pinned against the boards. Comes free for Carpenter. Carpenter had the puck slide away from him, and now over to Camras. Camras will walk it through into the neutral zone, try to go around Chad Chris, and muscles Chris off the puck there in the far corner. Lowell in possession, tried to center it for Gambardella there, and now BU with a chance to jump the other way. Clayton Keller. Keller up and over the net for McAvoy. And now Greenway controls. Greenway sends it out to the point, and it skips over the stick of Carpenter. Carpenter picked by Gambardella. Now a 2-on-1 for Lowell.
Gambardella stops, waits for C.J. Smith, and Smith couldn't get the puck to settle for him. Nice job on the back check by Bobo. Greenway out to center ice. Keller fighting for the loose puck now. Knocked away by Greenway, but Lowell controls. It's Goranson for Forney. Forney coming up the near side. Under 2 minutes to go here, third period. 3-2 lead for the Riverhawks, and you got to wonder when Ottinger might head to the bench.
BU will straight line four players across, try and get wide off a faceoff win in the neutral zone with just over 10 ticks left.
They win it. They have Jordan Greenway wide open on the far side. They do win it, and that's who they'll get it to. Fabro finds it for Greenway, kicked in for Carpenter. Carpenter with a big shot, stopped by Wall off the shoulder. Final 4 seconds. Now Fabro tried to get it across for Greenway. Camrys will skate it down, slide it into the empty net after the horn, so it won't count, but Lowell gets a valuable 2 points here in Hockey East with a 3-2 victory and a chance to climb up the standings squandered by BU. And Greenway with a nice job to kick the puck that was bouncing on edge right to Bobo Carpenter, who walked in. Bobo had a chance to win it in overtime for the Terriers back in December against Providence at home. He was always wishing he'd get it back and talked about it openly. Right there was his chance, but the shot came just high. Looked like it might have caught the shoulder of Tyler Wall. And the freshman for UMass Lowell in goal played himself an amazing third period where the Terriers had about 13 shots on goal, all turned away by Wall.
First period. You heard Chad talk about it a little bit. He said that they have come out to slow starts. They worked on it a little more in practice, but they need to do more than just work on it against Boston College. That's their best period by far. Plus 21 in the first period all season long, and I believe it's something like plus 3 in the other two periods combined. So really important for BU to get out to a good start and keep doing what they've been doing discipline-wise. Don't keep taking penalties like that. They've been real good at it the last couple games. I think keeping it to 4 or below, which is kind of where you want it. That's where some of the most disciplined teams are throughout the season on average. So just a solid start to the game, first period, don't sit on the lead, and then discipline as well.
I thought you brought up a good point about discipline, because the refs in college hockey were told to call the rulebook a little stricter this season. So to only be committing four penalties a game is actually pretty good. On the face, if you look at it, it may seem like a lot, but it's actually in this current climate a pretty good thing. But I also like the point you made about how you can work on things in practice, but not necessarily get them done. And I think getting strong starts is one of those things. I mean, Chad, his job is to come on here and say, yeah, we're gonna fix it. We're gonna work on it. We're gonna come out with more energy. We're doing the work to get our bodies right. But at the same time, that's not something that you can replicate until you get in that situation. And I think it's really important for them, regardless of whether or not they end up winning the Hockey East, to come out this weekend and have one or two games where they get off to a good start, because they're an NCAA tournament team. They're in. So they can't go into that tournament with this kind of specter looming over them of, we're going to go in the first period and drop two goals. And then, that's a scenario in the NCAA tournament where your season's on the line in the first period. So I think it's something that they definitely have to go out and practice. But at the same time, it's never going to be believable and it's never going to be real until it materializes in a game.
Well, quick little story about the whole penalty and refs calling the game stricter. There are 60 teams in college hockey, and 59 of them were notified before the season that the refs would be looking more strictly at some of the stick infractions. The one team that wasn't alerted was the independent Arizona State. In their first game against Notre Dame, Arizona State was tagged for 19 penalties. And Arizona State asked the ref why, and he said, or asked the coach of Notre Dame why it was against Notre Dame, and the coach said, "Well, they handed out a memo before the season. You didn't get it, and Arizona State did not get it." So, that's just a story about discipline that all the teams were notified before the season that it would be, and you've seen it get better throughout the year. But you still have teams like St. Cloud State, who won't be in the tournament; they've already been eliminated, who have been incredibly disciplined over the last couple of seasons, and it's shown in the way that they've played and how they've advanced further and further each year, getting about 3.5 penalties per game. Then you have teams like Niagara, who sits at 60th in the pairwise, also was eliminated despite having an incredible upset the first weekend of Atlantic Hockey playoffs, and they get on average 20 minutes in penalties per game. That's a period for those keeping score at home.
Offensive zone faceoff lost by the Terriers. UNH looking to get it out of the zone. Carly Taves finally does, gets it out to the red line. And it was sent all the way back in by Galway. Starting up again with it is Curtis. Curtis trying to come right through center. She'll switch to the near side.
Coming along the BU benches, Johnna Curtis gets it into the offensive zone, looking to leave it for McManus. Now to the point for Pelletier. Pelletier, a bouncer, handled by Hansen and sent away to the far boards. Now Sutherland finally able to push it free. Then UNH looking to come right back up with it. Pelletier loses it at the red line. Then it comes all the way back to her, and she'll go far side for Carly Taves. Taves enters the offensive zone for UNH, leaves it for Johnna Curtis. Johnna Curtis backhander blocked by Crosley. And now it's a 3-on-3 the other way with BU in control. Victoria Bach leaves in the middle for Crosley. Crosley looking to push a wrister on net from the slot, and it was blocked by Fedeski. Up the other way comes UNH. It's McGarren McManus coming around Mary Parker all the way to the end boards when she's pinned off by Steele. Steele still trying to wrestle the puck free from a fallen McManus. Finally does, and she'll bring it around the net, looking up ahead for Nina Rogers. Kept in at the point by Fedeski, and UNH still looking to keep the pressure on here in the offensive zone. Now far point shot by Howard, bounced wide of the net. Sent to the near corner by Sarah Steele. It's picked up there by Nina Rogers. Rogers up ahead for Victoria Bach, and now into the offensive zone is BU. Nina Rogers, top of the near circle. Her shot deflected away wide. Rebound chance right on the doorstep there by Parker. Was knocked away by UNH. Now to the far point for Abby Cook. Cook takes a shot through traffic that was deflected in the slot. Now Desiree D'Souza trying to knock it down. Victoria Bach grabs it in the neutral zone, up the near side, into the offensive zone. Takes a shot from the top of the near circle and went high of the net. Abby Cook trying to fight for it along the far boards, keeping it in the offensive zone for BU. Comes free, and Desiree D'Souza had no other choice but to knock it out to center for Brianna Scarpacey. Now quickly back ahead. Rebecca Leslie with a turnover in the slot, nearly had a chance, and it just wouldn't settle for her. Maddie Ilya trying to keep it in. Now Desiree D'Souza knocks it down with a hand. But UNH in possession, able to clear. Now they'll go right up the middle. Breakaway opportunity here. Dangle shot stopped by Hansen. That was Devin Taylor on the breakaway. Still a chance here for UNH as Taylor sends it down for Turner. Out to the point for Rowe. Rowe whiffs on the shot. It falls to Scarpacey. And now a 2-on-1 quickly developing into a 3-on-2. Rebecca Leslie into the offensive zone. Leaves it in the slot for Ilya. Push shot stopped by Kyra Smith. Leslie trying to get the cycle game going down low. Spins out of trouble. Finds Ilya next to the near circle. Ilya goes out to the point for Steele. Steele takes a shot. It's gloved down by Smith in and out. Falls to Rowe, and Rowe will carry it free for UNH. Banked off the window. Comes all the way back behind the BU net. Sarah Steele will collect. Now Ilya. Knocked down right in front of the BU bench. No call from the officials, and Sammy Davis will get possession for the Terriers. Davis up ahead for Natasha Tarnowski. Tarnowski into the zone. Top of the near circle. Her shot blocked by a sprawling Pelletier. Sutherland gets possession. Sutherland out to the point for Crosley. Down along the far side now. Crosley looking to center it back for Sutherland. Crosley was pinching in deep, and UNH will control. Taves up ahead looking for Pelletier. Entering the offensive zone now is UNH, and quickly turns the puck over back to BU. Sutherland looking ahead for Davis. Turnover at the UNH blue line. It's ahead now, Johnna Curtis. Curtis through center, takes a shot, stopped by Hansen. Puck still loose in front, and BU able to get possession. Now up the other way is Taja Tarnowski. Off the far glass, trying to wrestle for it behind the net. Tarnowski waiting for reinforcements. Mary Parker gets there, but she can't free it up as Hazlitt will skate free with it. Hazlitt now over to Chapman. Chapman just losing possession. Now Nita Rogers grabbing the loose puck. Rogers trying to push it ahead for Victoria Bach. And a nice defensive effort by Rowe keeps it UNH's puck. Now Hazlitt over the line for Chapman. Chapman trying to get a shot blocked down by Cook. And up the other way is Victoria Bach. Excitement every time she touches the puck, and Victoria Bach coming with speed in the offensive zone. Bach in front of Smith takes the shot, and it bounces around. Puck still loose in the slot. No one in the net. And we have a penalty coming here against UNH for a trip. That's going to do it here from Walter Brown Arena. The final score, Boston University 3, UNH 2. Rebecca Leslie with a game winner on the power play in the third period. And so, from Walter Brown Arena on a Sunday, this is Dan Shulman signing off. You've been listening to Boston University Women's Ice Hockey on WTBU Sports.